This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, they say during times of crisis, you reveal who you are. And I believe that's the truth. You know, I had this t-shirt that we sold here at Warrior Soul, and it said, "Hard times breed hard people." And I believe that, right? I believe that if you can make it through hard times and you can learn how to conduct yourself, then you are going to be better prepared for difficult times down the line, right? The hard times can truly make you. And I know that in this audience, I'm speaking to a lot of people who have faced hard times before. But the truth is that in so many ways, our country, our fellow countrymen have never dealt with hardship, have never dealt with difficult situations, truly difficult situations where, you know, their security was threatened or they didn't know where their next meal was going to come from. And I think what we're seeing right now is exactly what I said at the top of the podcast. People reveal who they are in difficult times. And one of the things that happens during good times is that we get a false sense of security. You know, we put these rose-colored glasses on and we see people trying to institute things that the rest of us who know how the world really works think are absolutely ludicrous, that make no sense. You know, I've been a big advocate for the Second Amendment for the entire time I've been on this podcast. And one of the things I can say, and this is just my opinion, but if anybody wants to come and take my guns after seeing what's happened over the past week, given the fact that this crisis isn't even that bad right now, well, they got another thing coming. They have another thing coming. And, you know, what I'm trying not to do here is to come on here and spread more fear and to just spout off my opinion about this situation. What I try to do every podcast, every episode that I put out there is to give you some value, give you some lessons that you could take away with you from anything that we talk about. And that's what I want to do right now. So I want to talk to you about three things that I think can help you to come out of this crisis as a better, more capable, and stronger person. Last week, I talked about some things that could help you to get ahead, and I highly suggest that you still watch or listen to that episode. I don't have that one up on YouTube. But today, I want to talk to you about things that you could do right now that will make you a more capable human being, all right? And it's going to start on the very personal level, and it'll move up toward our relationships with others. So the first one is going to have to do with the one asset you truly have on this earth, and that is your body. You know, one of my big fears about this situation is that if we stay in this state of social distancing for too long, we're going to see people really fall off on taking care of themselves, fall off on taking care of their bodies, right? Because all the gyms are shut down. My jiu-jitsu school has been shut down until late April, I believe. And we are in a situation right now where a lot of people have a lot of excuses not to work out, not to train. And rather than spending this time sitting on your butt watching Netflix all day. Well, one of the things I want to explain to you is that you don't need a gym to train. I've said this over and over again, but one thing that I'm doing right now is that in my house, and if you have to work and you're in the office, you could do this as well. I'm picking a doorway. And every time I walk through that doorway, I'm doing 30 repetitions of something. 30 squats, 30 push-ups, 30 burpees, 30 lunges, whatever it is. And I'm setting a goal for myself to get to a certain number by the end of the week. In the Warriors Obituary Society, we set a challenge amongst ourselves to try to get 1,000 reps in by the end of the week. It's just a really simple way that you can stay in shape during this time. And yeah, you're not getting a full workout in, but studies actually show that if you're doing physical activity throughout the day, you can actually get a lot more benefits from that than just doing an hour-long workout in the gym, right? So while the gym's shut down and you're not able to train there, make sure you're training at home. Make sure you're doing something. The next thing is this. Turn the news off. Shut down Fox News, shut down CNN, shut down MSNBC. Take the alerts off of your phone. Stop looking at Twitter. Stop looking at Facebook. If you want to do that, schedule 15 minutes every day so that you can go check it out. But one of the things that I've realized from the news, and you can tell this by looking at the different news outlets and how they differ in their reporting, every single one of them is trying to spin something, right? Some of them are literally trying to spin fear. They're trying to create fear. They're trying to make this thing look absolutely insane. And yes, there's a big health risk out there. But you know that in order to stay healthy, you need to be washing your hands. You need to be far away from people. You need to not be going out in big crowds or anything like that. You know this. You understand that. The news isn't going to tell you anything different, right? What they're going to do is they're going to talk about the number of people who died. They're going to talk about all the risks out there. They're essentially just going to try to make you as scared as possible. And that's what the news media does. Now, I posted something about this on Facebook the other day, and somebody came at me and was like, oh, yet another anti-media conspiracy theorist. And let me tell you something. It's not a conspiracy. I am in this media industry. And when you run a media page, guess what you get paid for? You get paid for the number of clicks that you have on a headline. That's because they make their money off of the ads that show up on the pages after you click. And so they have an incentive to try to get you to click. And one of the best psychological triggers to get people to click is fear, right? Now, what do you do instead? Well, like I said, I would schedule out like 15 minutes in the day. If you really want to watch the news, if you really want to see what's going on, check it out for 15 minutes. But after that, turn it off. Go get outside, enjoy the sun, right? Go try to spend time with your family if you're hunkered down. Play some games, right? Go read books. I mean, this is a really great opportunity to increase your knowledge and to really increase your brain power. But if you sit there and just watch any of these network news, mainstream media outlets, all you're going to do is essentially make yourself more scared, and you're going to put yourself into a position where you're not really going to learn anything new, anything of value. Trust me, if there is some sort of crazy disaster going on stemming from this crisis, you are going to hear about it. But you don't need to be on the 24-hour news cycle. So turn that crap off. Get yourself into something that's actually going to help you, right? The third thing, and this is a big one. I was in the store the other day, and I'm watching people loading up on stuff. And I saw several elderly people who were just trying to get a few things for their homes and not able to do so because everybody else is loading their carts And here's the thing. Make sure that your neighbors are okay. Make sure that if you got elderly neighbors, if you got neighbors who live alone, if you got people who don't have families, I'm not saying go over there and hug them or share germs with them or anything like that, but just make sure they're okay. Give them a call. If they don't have groceries, maybe run out, grab them some bread, grab them some eggs, grab them some milk. It's a tragedy right now that some of these people are at home and staring at empty cupboards and they don't have any way of getting things that they need. So try to do that. Try to do that if you can. You know, check on your neighbors. Make sure they're okay. Strength requires responsibility, right? If you have the strength to take care of your own, if you have the strength to take care of yourself, absolutely, you have to do that. But at the same time, you know, we're Americans, and in America, there really shouldn't be anybody who's facing a situation like that. That's not some hippie mumbo jumbo. That's not me talking as a socialist or anything like that. That's just called being a good person, right? If you're able to take care of yourself, the strong need to take care of the weak. And that's what we all did when we were in the military. And that's what we should be continuing to do. But above all, guys, I want to say this, and I want to add this on to everything I said. Remain vigilant, right? This is a time, in times of crisis, that's when the wolves tend to come out. And both the criminal wolves and the wolves who want to seize power and who want to reach for things. And, well, maybe they're all criminals, right? And I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to sound like, somebody who's lost the handles, and I'm definitely not trying to spread more fear, but I think at times like this, we've all got to remain vigilant, as far as the reins of power go. And we've got to keep an eye on those who do have certain authorities to ensure that they're not overreaching and that America stays America and America stays free. So that's all I wanted to say, guys. I know this is simple stuff, but I think a lot of times we got to be reminded, because like I said, it's in times of crises when we show our true nature to the world. So this is Chris Albert. I want to thank you so much for listening. Please share this episode out with anybody you think who can use this information. And we will be continuing to publish here at the Warrior Soul Podcast, come hell or high water. I love you all. God bless you. Stay safe, stay healthy. And I'll be back at you very soon with some more awesome content. Live your best lives while you can, even in this situation. And I am out.